Praise God. God is good. Praise his wonderful name. Well, today we are having a time of a all share again. So many of you wanted to get up last week. Couldn't get you all in. That's good, you know, when God is doing something in our lives that we need to give him glory.
Yes.
When, you know, when God touches us and heals us, we need to give him praise and give him glory.
Yes.
We need to honour,
yes,
the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So important.
Yeah.
We don't honour men, we honour God.
Amen.
We don't honour movements, we honour the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And we honour the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
who came and died for us and rose again on that third day, that you and I can be cleansed,
amen,
can be made whole,
yeah,
and have something to rejoice about and something to live for in eternity.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just look at the person next to you. They're going to live forever.
Oh, God,
yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're going to live forever. Amen. Glory to God. Praise his name. They're going to live forever. Yeah, you know, just, you know, you need to, sometimes on a morning, you need to get up in that morning, look in that mirror and say, you're going to live forever, you know. Hallelujah. Enjoy the ride. Yeah, that's right. Give him praise, give him thanks. You know, because the devil's going to have a hard time with us. Wants to stop you in your tracks. But guess what? He's on the wrong track. When you stay in connected to Jesus, when you stay in right relationship with the Lord Jesus, when you stay in fellowship with God, the devil's not on that track. Hallelujah. He's there with you to lead you and to direct you and protect you. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name. What would we do without Jesus? We're lost. Totally lost. Some of you now would already be 6 foot under. But look at you. Glory to Jesus. Just look at you. Most of you don't look your age. Glory to God. Well, scriptural truth. He will renew your youth like the eagles. Glory to God. God is into the renewing. God is into restoring that which was lost. To give back. Pressed down. Shaken together. And running over. Hallelujah. This is what God says. Get excited about it.
Amen.
Start to believe it.
Amen.
And when you start having a hard time and the devil's stealing from you, say, hey, God is giving to me, pressed down, shaken together and running over.
Amen.
And so if you start stealing with me, I'm just going to get a double portion.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm into double portions, me. You know. Glory to Jesus. I know what Ruth's like. Don't show Ruth any cake, whatever you do. Or if you show a cake, make sure you've got your piece first. It is not, you know, it's not bad manners to get yours before Ruth. Let me tell you, if you don't get yours before Ruth, there'll be none left. Yours will be Ruth's. Because she's into double portions. The trouble is, she takes yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that true? Yeah, I know. So make sure you know, you're not be, you just push you to the back of the queue. You know, say, hey, hang on, wait a minute, you know. It's right, isn't it? Glory to Jesus. It's great to see you here. It's an answer to prayer. You know, it's fantastic that, you know, we were praying for you. When we heard again you weren't well, we sent out messages to that we kept praying and believing. Because we worship and serve a God who is a God of miracles. We thank God for doctors. But you know, without the hand of God, where would we be? And so we thank God for the days. The days of miracles have not ended. The days of miracles have not passed. Hallelujah. The day of healing is still here. These are the days of the healed. Amen. And so keep declaring it. Keep praising God for it. Keep giving Him thanks. And as you see God move in your life, give Him praise and give Him glory and honor to His name. And it will just continue to accelerate. God is a God that abounds. Always abounding in love. Always abounding in the blessings that He has for you and for me. And so as we praise Him and give Him thanks, we shall see more of the hand of God moving in our lives than we've ever seen before. But it's about putting Him first. It's keeping Him in the center of our lives. And as we do that, yes, you will face your challenges. But He's making you to be a warrior. He's making you strong. Because He said, I'll never, ever leave you. So if He's by your side, He's going to be there even when you're in trouble. He's the one who will defend you. Glory to His name. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. We can give Him praise. I had a phone call this week from Mark Atkins. And they're planning to put him on staff at the Carpenter's Arms. He's absolutely over the moon. He's just praising God for it. And he said, tell everybody thank you for all your prayers and all your support. And he's hoping to come up in the next couple of weeks just for a Sunday service to see you guys. So I said, that'd be great. Spoke to Lee on Friday also. And he's doing fine. He's doing good. And he wants to come up for a Sunday in about a couple of weeks' time, but we may be just rescheduling that anyway. But he sends his love to you and misses you guys. And can I just encourage you? Write a postcard to him. Yeah. Just write a postcard. Just a quick note. You know, he's not good yet with his English and that. I think they're putting him on a course. So he's going to be he's going back to school, shall we say. Bless God, you know. You see, this is what drugs do. It does so much damage. Their lives get led astray, and studying and exams and all the things to handle life with, they lose them all. And they don't do it. And then suddenly when they get to, he's 37 now, and they get to that age, 37, and he's off drugs, he's off his alcohol, and he's suddenly like, the world is a different place. The moment you bring Jesus in, the world becomes a different place. And now he's suddenly realizing, I could do with this. I need this. And so praise God. So that's good. So it's great. And so we're giving thanks to God for what he's done. But drop him a note. Drop him a card. There's also another guy down there called Shane. And he's 57. Was in commercial finance banking. And the story goes, I believe, that his wife suddenly died. And he didn't know what to do. And so he had a drink just to help him go to work. And then he realized that one drink wasn't enough. He needed another one. So then he'd have another one. Thought, well, that's, you know, it's only one or two, I'm all right. Slowly it went on and on till one became two, three, four, bottle, two bottle. Till in the end he lost his job, lost his house, lost everything. Not only did he lose his wife, but he lost all of his life. And he's wandered around Doncaster for a number of years. and looked a wreck. He's a clever man. Alcohol doesn't care how clever you are. Drugs don't care how clever you are. They'll carry on and do their destructive work all the time. Well, thank God he's coming through.
Yes.
And he said he's determined to stick out the program.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so that's great. And we can praise God for that. That God is changing lives. Pray for Carpenter's Arms, because we're looking at a new additional centre, really. And we need £1 million, just short of. Just found another place that's up for sale, close to £1 million. I think it's got about 10 or 12 bedded rooms, accommodation. It's even got a swimming pool. Hey. And we need the space. We need the space. We've got a waiting list of over 25 people waiting to get in that need rehab of some sort. We've got 3 or 4 houses at the moment that we rent, and we've got 3 to 4 guys who've gone through the program off drugs, drink, and whatever else their problem was, and now some of them are even looking for jobs. Some have got jobs. That's changing lives. That's bringing it to a point where they're not stealing anymore for the drugs and their alcohol, but they're actually putting something back into society. Because, do you know what? The centre of their life has changed. Because it was all self-centred. It was all about them and nothing else, and that drug and that drink or that other addiction. And suddenly all that has gone, and now it's all about Jesus. When Jesus comes in and becomes the centre of your life, things change. Your perspective changes, your understanding changes, and there is a real meaning to life, and there's a success in life coming for you. Hallelujah. And so we keep Jesus first. So pray for these needs that we have. They are great needs. But there's a great work that is being done. Hallelujah. So praise God for that. Lives are being touched and changed. And set on the new road, set on the road called the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The way to life in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Pray for Grace and I as well, as we're planning to go out to Romania at the beginning of May. Just looks like it's going to be Grace and I this time going out, so pray for us. And keep that in mind. And just see how God opens doors in the future for us as to what we're doing and what God has got for us to do.
Amen.
We need to hear and know the hand of God and his direction in our lives all the time.
Yeah.
And you know me, I got, I always say I've got a gypsy in my feet, but I just have a passion for the lost and a desire to see the truth be ministered into lives. And we may even get an opportunity to go back to Rwanda. I don't know yet. We shall see. We just want to do what God wants us to do. But pray also, we need to pray for here, that there will be a continued growth,
yeah,
a development of music ministry, that not for entertainment,
no,
but for worship.
Yeah.
Worship. That's what we need. Are you warm? Flick the switches on. Well, you want to stand up here? It's red hot up here. It's boiling up here. Glory to God. It must be the holy fire up here, mate. There's a real anointing, brother. You can. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, the only thing that these people can see, when the druggies and alcoholics, they can only see their habit that needs to be met. And nobody else matters. Nobody else is cared about. It's this. There's such a drive and a desire. I mean, Stephen will tell you all about it. He knows all about it, more about it than me. Thank God I've not been down that route. But I thank God that God got hold of him. Oh, they don't. No. No. They're happy to. Yeah, they are. Because they don't know another way. They've never been shown another way. And you see, they're happy doing it because they're unhappy in their life. Previously, their life was so unhappy and it drove them to something. They were searching for something else in many cases. You know, like I said about Shane and his alcohol problem. He wasn't alcoholic in the first place. But suddenly he lost his wife and he needed something to comfort him and strengthen him. And he turned to a bottle. And it destroyed him. He was sleeping on the streets at times. Looked a mess. By the way, Lee's got to go on a diet. He's put about 3.5 stone on. Glory to God. Absolutely, you know. You see, the drugs take everything from you. You've put weight on since. You look great now. Praise God. And you know something? We thank God for you. And we thank God that you're here. We thank God that you're here. You know, God's got him a job. That's something to give God praise for. Hallelujah. Put Jesus first. Put him first. He'll sort everything else out. You don't have to do it yourself. He does it. It's all lined up waiting for you. There's a pathway. There's a way. You just got to start walking in it. And as you start to walk down that pathway, you'll suddenly find opportunities come your way. But walk with the hand of Jesus by your side. Hold on to him. Stay in relationship with him. See God moving in power. Because we serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Like last week, you know, we were praying for Rebecca and that paperwork to be sorted out. And they were saying, oh no, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do that, you're going to have to pay some more money. Like, no. Pray. Don't worry. Pray. So we prayed. A couple of weeks later, there's the letter. Here's your permission. Everything's clear. Glory to Jesus. Come on. Praise him. Pray, rejoice, and bless the Lord, and see him do great and mighty things. He's a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. I was going to say I was reading the book of Acts this morning, but I wasn't. I was listening to, I don't know, I did about 20 chapters in Acts as I was driving to Manchester. Great opportunity. And it was about Peter when he went to the was it Lydia who died? Or was it Tabitha? And she died. And he went and he got down on his knees and prayed. And said, arise. And she got up. Hallelujah. And I got so excited. I could feel the Spirit surging. And I was excited. Glory to Jesus. The eunuch met Stephen on the road. Philip was it? Yeah, Philip. Yeah, not Stephen's here. Met Philip along the road. Stephen had just been stoned. Seen God and gone to glory. Taken up. Went up before he died. Hallelujah. But Philip's on the road. God, the Spirit says to him, move. Come on, get aside of this chariot. And the eunuch's reading from Isaiah. And Philip says, do you understand what you're reading? How can a man understand unless it be revealed to him? Philip says, I can reveal this to you because I have met him. I know him. He began to reveal Jesus through the scriptures. And the eunuch says, there's water here. What stops me from being baptized? He says, nothing. Let's do it. Praise God for you that's been baptized.
Amen.
Then he took the gospel to Africa. Didn't he? Took the gospel all into down into Africa, down into Ethiopia, and let it spread through all of Africa. We have men of God. Livingstone went into Africa taking the gospel because he loved them. Why? Because Jesus loved them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He loves the whole world. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, I could end up preaching at this rate, and I'm not supposed to be preaching today. Glory to God. I get so excited at times with what God is doing, and I see great things that God is doing, and I just think, wow. Get involved with it. Be part of it. Be part of something that is eternal.
Yes.
Something that is powerful, something that is eternal, that is life-changing. Because there is great reward for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Great reward. Eternal things. I'm investing in eternal things. What about you? Glory to Jesus. I was saying to John, I don't know if you heard on the news, but there's been a golden egg just discovered in the last few days. Turns out it's a Fabergé egg. Commissioned by the Tsar. And it was bought in a garage sale or an antique fair in America some years back for $1,200. He thought, well, it'd be a bit of an investment. He just kept it on the side. I can't remember where. It was somewhere like he either kept it in the den or he kept it in his... Oh, I kept it in the kitchen on the side. This golden egg in this stand. And I think one day he decided to... He was going to sell it. And somebody looked at it and discovered that it was a Fabergé egg. It was a rare one. Went up for auction this last few days. I think it was something like 23 million. 23 million. I thought, wow, what I could do with 23 million. I don't need a new house. I don't need a new car. I need a new old carpet and a study carpet. That's about it. But the rest of it is like, wow, the missions work, the needs that I could meet with those things to touch people's lives. It's like, wow. 23 million. Sat on the kitchen side. Just recently also, two paintings were discovered hung up in somebody's house. Worth over a few million each. Got lost during the war. Nobody knew what value, nobody knew they were there. Just paintings on the wall. I don't want to buy one of the great artists. Worth millions, they say. Lost treasures. You know what you are, or were? You were a lost treasure. Are you worth more than a Fabergé egg? Absolutely. So, you know, when you're feeling a bit like a lost treasure, remember, he sent his son to seek, to save, to find that which was lost, that lost treasure, and to redeem it back to God. And you're worth over millions and millions and millions and millions. You're priceless. There's no price that can be put on you. It's even dearer than your Ducati. It's even more precious than your Ducati. In fact, we won't rust and decay, but your Ducati will, unfortunately, because it's made by Italians. Yeah. Hallelujah. I just get so excited at times. And they say, why? Because I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. And I just want to do his bidding. And I get so frustrated when I can't do it. So praise God anyway. We'll pray for these needs. And then we're going to have a time of sharing. You're going to come and you can share. And we'll give thanks for Ruth being here. It's a great answer to prayer. Yeah, she went through the battle. The optimum word is, she went through. We're passing, as the psalmist says, we're passing through Baca. We're passing through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to fear no evil. Because that's what the psalmist says. I'm passing through the valley of death. I'm not going to live there. I'm not going to reside there. I'm just going to pass through it. Hallelujah. It is not my destination. It just happens to be on the road, but I'm going to pass through. And it's not going to lay its hands on me. Glory to God. I'm passing through it. Glory to Jesus. You know, we're as slippery as an eel. You know, there when the devil seeks to grab you, just be filled and covered in the anointing of God. When that anointing's on you, when somebody, you know, when somebody tries to grab hold of you. Hallelujah. When somebody tries to grab hold of you and you're all oiled up with the Holy Ghost. When the devil seeks to grab you and say, I'm going to stop you. Have you ever tried getting hold of something that's all oily? Oh, it just seems to slip out of your fingers, doesn't it? It's like them, you know, fish. Same thing. It's gone. Let the oil of the Holy Spirit be so upon you that when the enemy seeks to put his hands on you, you just slide out. Gone. Devil, you have no right, no hold on me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let that anointing be filled and overflowing, running over, running down you. Like the anointing oil ran down on the Aaron's beard, it says, right down to the foot of his clothing. And when we're that anointed and the devil seeks to get hold of us, we're just gone. There's nothing to grip, nothing to get hold of us. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Jones brought a request here for Rita. Just had a big operation in January. She's got to see a specialist, see she might need another operation. Let's pray that that operation's not needed, that God does a complete work, confounding the doctors. I love it when the doctors get confounded. When they come out and say, I have no idea what's happened, but we don't need to see you again. It's like, praise God, because I don't want to see you again neither. You know, I know that my Jesus heals. Hallelujah. Let's pray for Mark down at Carpenters, that God will keep him and he'll continue to move through in things. Let's just stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for the word, your word, that brings life and healing and deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for Ruth, that, Lord, although she went through a difficult time and it was challenging, Father, but you, Lord, were there. Amen. Your hand was upon her. Amen. And that you brought her through this, Lord. You took her through that trial for a reason, for a purpose. Lord, to show her that your hands are victorious in everything. And Father, that, Lord, you'll continue to build her faith in you and Brendan's faith in you, we pray, O God. And that they will give you all the praise and all the glory for what you've done, Lord. We pray for Rita, O God, that as she has to go for this visit to the doctors. We pray, oh God, that you, oh God, will complete that work even now in our life. We send a word of life, of healing and wholeness. Confound the doctors in Jesus' name. Pray for Margaret Rothwell. Lord, with leukemia at this time, we pray, oh God, that you do a great work in her life. Just touch her and quicken her, Father, we pray. Strengthen her. Let her know your hand upon her, Lord. She served you much, served you long, faithfully. Father, we just reach out right now and say, Lord, let that healing virtue flow into her life. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks for Mark, for Lee, for Daniel, for Bobbin, for Shane, oh God, Tabin, Father, these guys that, Lord, have been captivated by drink and drugs, Lord, they've been held prisoner, for Stephen. We just thank you, Lord, that you've set them free. And we just give you praise for that. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you would quicken, Lord, your Holy Spirit. For Stephen, oh God, increase your presence in his life. Let him know, Lord, a greater depth of your love in him, Father, we pray. Lord, we charge his angels to be around him and protect him. Let him know your presence with him day by day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, who wants to come and share? Who's got a testimony of something that they want to share? What God has done? Amen. Come on then, Ruth. Glory to Jesus.